If pain prevents a person from moving, they will not only lose their independence, but also their will to live.
Es ist wieder Mittwoch und damit Podcastzeit bei Das PTA-Magazin. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zum PTA-Funk, unserem Podcast für PTA und alle, die uns zuhören möchten. Mein Name ist Julia Pflegel und ich bin die Chefredakteurin des Magazins. Unsere aktuelle Folge der Serie English for PTA beschäftigt sich mit Analgetika. Das ist auch das Titelthema der kommenden Ausgabe von Das PTA-Magazin im Mai. Eine Kundin lässt sich in der Apotheke zu verschiedenen Aspekten der Schmerztherapie für eine ältere Angehörige beraten. Hören Sie den Dialog zwischen PTA und Kundin und frischen ganz nebenbei Ihre Englischkenntnisse auf. Wenn Sie den Dialog mitlesen möchten, können Sie das auf unserer Website das-pta-magazin.de/englisch tun. Unsere Website ist direkt unter dem Podcast verlinkt. Viel Spaß beim Zuhören und Liken nicht vergessen.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'd like some advice on pain management, please.
Yes, of course. What exactly do you want to know?
Well, I'm taking care of an elderly relative. She lives alone and she's been in pain for some time now. She suffers from osteoarthritis and has great difficulty getting around.
What medication is she on?
So far, she's been taking a regular painkiller, paracetamol. But yesterday she told me she was going to ask her doctor for something stronger. That in itself was strange. She doesn't usually mention her pain. What possibilities does she have?
Older people are often reluctant to disclose pain. They perceive it as a natural part of aging and something they have to put up with. And health professionals have to be cautious when prescribing for the elderly, as kidney function declines with age, the liver has problems coping with some medicines, and drug interaction needs to be considered. It's possible that a combination of substances may be prescribed.
What kind of combinations are there?
Depending on the type and degree of pain, opioids and antidepressants could be included.
Will there be side effects?
I would say that all painkillers have some side effects, as any effective drug does. And due to changes in the body, an older person often runs a higher than average risk of having side effects. Constipation, nausea and dizziness are the most likely.
Okay, what can I do to help?
First, accompany her to her doctor's appointment and arrange for her to be carefully monitored. Make sure she drinks plenty of water to avoid dehydration and that she eats sensibly, and encourage her to stay mobile in spite of her pain. For example, short walks, chair gymnastics, or balance exercises would be good. If pain prevents a person from moving, they will not only lose their independence, but also their will to live.
She's a lovely lady. I would hate that to happen. Are there perhaps any supplements she can take?
I advise against taking supplements unless they've been approved by her healthcare specialist.
Right. Well, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. And I think going with her to see the doctor will put your mind at rest.
I hope so.
Das war unsere aktuelle Episode vom PTA-Funk, dem Podcast von Das PTA-Magazin. Danke, dass Sie zugehört haben. Wir freuen uns über Downloads, Likes und Kommentare. Auf Wiederhören, bis zum nächsten Mal.